Research published today says people in Britain are spending £8 billion a year on what are called ethical products and services. In other words, when they go shopping, they try to give peasant coffee growers a better deal, avoid buying training shoes made in sweatshops, and won't use cosmetics tested on animals. The research was carried out by the opinion poll company Mori on behalf of the Cooperative Bank, which for many years has made a big thing about not investing in weapons companies or countries with dubious regimes. I spoke to Mori's chairman, Robert Worcester, and I put it to him that many consumers are indifferent to ethical considerations.
Oh, the survey found that many consumers are really just disregarding the issue of empowered consumers, we call them. When we asked, as a consumer, I can make a difference to how responsibly a company behaves, how strongly do you agree or disagree, that only about half the British public, 51%, say they agree and 26% say they disagree. So while it's 2-1, believing that they can make a difference to how responsibly a company behaves, there's still 1 in 4 people, or about 10 million consumers, who say that no, they don't. They think they're pretty powerless.
And when it actually comes to making the purchase, rather than having a theoretical view, behavior is pretty inconsistent, isn't it?
Well, when you say inconsistent, different people behave differently, but you would expect that. 1/4 of the public, 24%, say they've actively sought information on companies' behavior and their policies. 3 people in 10 say that they have bought at least once in the last 12 months, primarily for ethical reasons, and 1 person in 10 say that they have done it at least 4 times over the years. So you could describe those as regulars. But that's a positive statement. The negative statement that they make is that 44% of the public say they've avoided buying a product or service because of a company's behavior at least once during the last year, and 14% say that they've done it at least 4 times. So they're voting with their feet.
But even 4 times a year isn't going to change the state of the market very much, is it?
No. It's 4+. It's at least 4 times. In the last year. There are about 1 in 8, 1 in 9, perhaps, of the British public who believe and who bear witness to the fact that they act ethically more or less all the time.
I guess what I'm getting at here is that people like to feel that they're doing the right things for the right reasons, but actually when it comes to the situation in the supermarket, they're very often swayed by well-known brands and by price considerations.